A federal appeals court has ruled a controversial Ten Commandments monument in the Alabama Supreme Court violates the constitutional separation of church and state. The decision upholds a ruling by an Alabama federal judge that the monument is religious in nature and should be removed from the state court building. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The ruling is a blow for Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore, who installed the 2.5-ton granite monument depicting the Ten Commandments in the rotunda of the Alabama Judicial Building 2 years ago. Moore calls it a tribute to the moral foundation of law. Moore was also fulfilling a campaign promise and has become nationally known as the Ten Commandments judge. Several lawyers sued, accusing Moore of trying to foist his Christian beliefs on those coming before the Supreme Court. Montgomery attorney Steve Glassroth is one of the plaintiffs.
It was so offensive to me to have a particular brand of religion put forth in the rotunda of the state judicial building as what is almost endorsed as the official religion of Alabama, and really sent a message to me that those enter these hallowed halls, only those who subscribe to the official view, and if you subscribe to that official view, you will be treated with favor.
The three judges of the 11th Circuit agreed that the monument sent a clear religious message, and in their ruling noted that Justice Moore had testified candidly about his intent in posting the Ten Commandments, to acknowledge the law and sovereignty of the God of the Holy Scriptures. Moore had argued that to acknowledge God's role in the foundation of law is protected speech. But the justices wrote, if that were the case, every government building would be topped with a cross or a menorah or a statue of Buddha, depending on the views of officials with authority over the premises.
I think they sent a clear message that thou shalt not merge church and state.
Aisha Khan is legal director of Americans United for Church and State. She argued the case before the appeals court.
The ruling reflects an understanding that the Ten Commandments are too holy, too sacred, too personal to be used as a political football, as Justice Moore used them here.
But Virginia Beach attorney Herb Titus, who argued on Chief Justice Moore's behalf, calls yesterday's ruling wrong. Titus says displaying the Ten Commandments in no way violates the Constitution.
The monument is not a law, and the Establishment Clause says that you shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. It's a monument, no different than a picture. You can put a picture up on the wall. Is that a law?
Titus says the courts are using the Establishment Clause to censor Moore and the religious speech of other elected officials.
If this is the direction in which we continue to go, then a public official will not be able to mention God's name in any official act in which he's involved, whether it's when he swears his oath of office. Now, it may be that people won't bring a lawsuit, but everybody will know that it's unconstitutional to put your hand on the Bible and swear an oath to God, because you can't do that. You can't acknowledge God in America anymore if you're a government official.
Moore has vowed to take his appeal onto the U.S. Supreme Court. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.